Hello, everybody, and welcome to the July edition of the Mid-Essex Talking News magazine. My name's Janet Edwards. I'm your regular hostess for the Talking newspaper, and I'll be guiding you through the index of contents and telling you what and where everything is. Last month, we set out to welcome you to summer. Well, sadly for most of us, June never really happened. Cold north winds, rain, and far too much cloud ruled the days. But we're assured that this month will be better, so enjoy. The stories are: number three, Ray Hardesty is bringing you up to date with developments around our charity. We now have some site-related items. Number four explains how charity funding can help researchers obtain international knowledge to assist with their projects back in this country. Number five is a deep and thorough explanation of Usher syndrome. And number six is, for a lack of sight does not hold some people back from doing the seemingly impossible. Here is a first-hand account of how someone manages to be an artist. Health and well-being. Number seven. We all enjoy cups of either tea or coffee. This article not only covers the pleasure of sipping a brew, but explains health benefits of the beverages. Number eight explains how a simple vaccination can overcome melanoma. And number nine continues the items we have been bringing you to improve sleep. This one deals with how following a strict nightly routine can be useful. Number 10 is our first tune from a local brass band. Now, life in and around the home. Number 11 gives details of late summer flowering plants that can still be planted in July. Number 12 destroys common myths many of us believe about dogs. And number 13 goes into detail about how to care for container plants. Now we have some help and advice. Number 14 returns us to pet dogs, this time with advice on coping with grass and grain issues. Number 15 gives advice on a range of home protection concerns. And number 16 is seasonal advice on how to deal with adder bites. 17 is our second brass band tune. Now we have some news backgrounds. Number 18 goes back in time to explain the origins of this month's Dunmo Flitch trials. Number 19 meets the individual leading the Essex campaign on saving common land for us all. And number 20 records how shoplifting is a growing problem to Essex shopkeepers of all shapes and sizes. General topics. Number 21 reveals the location of a range of Essex secret beaches to enjoy. Number 22 is a description of a walk in an area of Essex where a famous vessel was laid to rest. Number 23 describes why July is an important month for the fictional Harry Potter. And 24 is our third brass band interlude. Charity and community. Number 25 is an in-depth look at the training and fostering of guide dogs. 26 gives a personal view of help received from a charity's support services. 27 covers the first 35 years of the charity Living Pictures. Now some historical topics. Number 28. We marked the 80th anniversary of D-Day in June. Well, this item explores ways we can find out if family members were involved in the invasion and what they did. 29 recalls that special day when pounds, shillings and pence was replaced by new coinage. 30 is a memory jogger as it goes through what we ate back in the 1950s. Now some bonus stories on site-related topics. Number 31 records how a hidden scroll created by a blind artist 100 years ago, was discovered. 32 explains the special steps being taken to help and support visually impaired people suffering from domestic violence. 33 covers details of how grants are setting off ophthalmologists on the road to research. Now some bonus stories on health topics. Number 34 gives details on how we can get our blood pressure checked while out shopping. 35 is a personal view of how someone is managing to cope with manic depression. Number 36 brings encouragement to all of us to exercise more from someone who was once paralysed. Number 37 gives details of how some patients are waiting far too long for emergency ambulances to arrive at the moment. Number 38 introduces us to the new chief executive of NHS Hospital and Community Services in Mid-Essex. And number 39 covers the pros and cons of a range of current weight loss drugs. 40 explains how an NHS dentist is being pressured to do so much that he is already running out of the money allocated for his services for the whole year. Number 41 goes into details of how a major health project is suffering from indecision and rising costs. Now another bonus charity and community item. Number 42 covers the launch celebrations for a new Essex Air Ambulance. And now we have some bonus news backgrounds. Number 43 details the latest changes facing the project to turn all and landlines digital. Number 44 shows how the Essex Fire Service is having to operate due to staff shortages. And 45 airs the opinions of Essex visitor sites as they hit back at the gloomy forecasts of tourism in the county. 46 reveals how an historic Essex building from our past is now on the endangered list. 47 is background to the latest consultation taking place on health benefit reforms. And number 48 describes how an entertainer from Mid-Essex is keeping cruise ship passengers entertained. Number 49 introduces us to the very proud owner of a new civic record in Halstead. And now we conclude with our regular items. Number 50 is our monthly look at audio titles available from the free RNIB library. And this time it's on the theme of summer. Number 51 to 54 are poems and short stories. And number 55 is July's selection of sayings and quotes to amuse or give you food for thought. Number 56 is our farewell. Now please remember to make full use of the features on your playback devices for skipping items you're not interested in. And we suggest that you also try and remember where those items are that you wish to hear again. You can always return to this index if you lose your way and need redirecting to a specific track. So we do hope you enjoy listening, and we'll be back next month to do August's edition of our magazine. Goodbye.